Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. 502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, let me remind you, we're probably checking in. I know it was Wine Wednesday yesterday, but as many of you regular listeners might know, we have some difficulties, so we could not do our wine chat with Robert. I had so much to chat with him about, so I asked him if he kindly agreed to check in with us today. Again, a little bit of a technical problem there, but I need to correct it real quick and easy. You gotta love live radio. Having fun with it as we generally do. Celebration day today. Of course, it is National Prime Rib Day. That bothers my gal, so I guess I'll have to avoid the prime rib day, but celebrate just because I can't go on a little bit. Catching my breath. We got things set from being on the road for a few days, so we're back here in our friendly confines. Checking the markets, down 18.98 right now. Oil down, a dollar. Let's see if we've got our boys might not be working. Well, I guess those guys aren't working this morning, so check out what's happening with our little soundboard. The least of our worry, though, so we won't worry about that one. Oil down $1.22 right now, so we'll check that out. Interest rates, where they're at. The 10-year treasury down again this morning, 2.295 on interest rates. So that's just a little bit of a headline of where we're going. Let me remind you, Grammy Homer finance-related questions. I am a consumer advocate. Now, if you want to reach out to me, direct at 800-306-1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it does come directly first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. Why we're not getting our board music coming in today, but we'll get that corrected. That's an easy one. What's going on in the world? Well, I did look at the 10-year treasury this morning, and then we looked over at what is Freddie Mac telling us. Freddie Mac does the mortgage market every morning for us. They give us that information. So the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey says interest rates up to 4.03% for the week. They went back down a little bit yesterday. They're down a little further today. But for the week, up about 6 basis points. Not a huge change right there. Last year, this time, 3.66 was the Freddie Mac number. So we're doing better than we were last year, but we're still not as cheap. I mean, last year we had more of a gain last year this week. Right now we're just taking it where it is. What's going on in the market, though? What we're seeing in the marketplace, the big issues of the market today really has to do with the president's tax plan, what he's planning on doing with taxes, where those are heading. And it's very interesting because I'm listening to a lot of my liberal friends. They're all complaining that the tax cuts are going to affect the wealthy the most. And it just baffles me how these people, these loons, can continue on the same mindset. I think that if I had my board working this morning, I think I'd have the sheep playing right now. Because that's really where we're seeing with this. They have to find something to complain about. Always finding something to complain about. Never finding the benefits. Let's think about this. When the rich pay the vast majority of all taxes, don't you think that they're going to get the vast majority of a stimulus package, a break? Doesn't that make sense? Yet the loons on the left, the rich are going to benefit. Well, does anybody care? That's my latest mantra is, who cares? Do I care that the rich are going to benefit from the big tax break? No, I don't really care. Do I care? Here's another one. No one's going to believe that I'm going to be the one saying this one also. I don't care how much President Obama is making in his speech to some of the Wall Street people that he claimed he would never take money from. I don't care. It's $400,000 is more power to him. That's what America is all about. I don't care. What is important to me is, how does this affect my family? How does this affect the average American's family? The listeners to the radio broadcast, that's what matters to me. I don't care what this is going to do for the president, for the past president, with the current president's family. The bottom line is they make money. They make lot of money. Now, here's the ones that are going to really be upset about this. This is going to be the funniest part of the whole thing. And no one's talking about this yet. We they will. They'll, as soon as they figure this out, the pundits haven't figured this out yet. But you know who's going to pay the biggest in this, or who's going to get the biggest shortchange in the president's tax bill? And it doesn't bother me in the least. I really like the idea that the one that's going to really pay the price from the president's tax bill are going to be the people of California, which I'm in, and I don't like that fact of it. The people in New York, the people in New Jersey. You know why they're going to pay the biggest price in the president's tax bill? Well, it's real simple. Because those states have decided that they like taxes. And the states that really, really enjoy taxes are going to get hit the most in the president's tax bill. Why? One of the loopholes, and you know, a lot of these folks talk about, well, we want to get rid of the loopholes. Well, President Trump is doing exactly that. He's getting rid of the loopholes. So the loophole, one of the big loopholes is the state and local taxes being able to be written off in your federal tax return. Think about that one. Now, you get a state like California that loves to tax people and everything. Well, if that's not a deduction anymore, guess what? You got to pay taxes in addition to that. You don't get to write that down. So if you paid, say, $10,000 in state income tax in California or $10,000 in state income tax in New York, and you're in the 39% tax bracket federally, that means you got to drop $3,900 from your federal taxes. Well, that's not going to be the case. Now, a lot of the loony left, they wanted to go and say that we don't want all these loopholes. The rich take advantage of the loopholes. Well, guess who's going to get to bite that bullet? If, and this is a big if, the president tax flow tax program comes to pass. Now, we don't know if it's going to approved or not. That's just a proposal. It's an outline of what they're talking about. If it is approved, if it does go through, then that's where we're going to be looking at. We're going to be seeing the fact that, that you're going to have to deal with it. And I don't know if the left really wants to deal with some of these things. They talk about it, but they don't. But they said they're going to have to be careful because sometimes get what you asked for. The elections have consequences. We talked about that one in the past. So New York, California, New Jersey, states that love high taxes, now they're going to be the ones. Now, what are we going to see from the plan? And the other thing, it's going to cost $5.5 to $7 trillion over 10 years. Well, whenever you score these things, you have to understand that when you score these tax bills, you don't need to look into what the benefits of these propositions, of these bills. All you can look at is what are the expenses. When they look at the expenses, they say, okay, well, you cut the taxes and you're going to see a less revenue. But if you get, we've got, what, 37% of our people that are not working, and they have to start working, they start paying into the system, they start making more money, they start buying goods and services, which perpetuates itself, that concept, it's all better. Now, in all honesty, I know you listen to certain people, even if you listen to celebrities, I know I heard Rush Limbaugh won't do radio broadcasts from New York City because they want to tax him for that percentage of his income based on when he's in New York. So he does all of his broadcasts from Florida where he doesn't have taxes. That's the way wealthy do things in America. That's the way they continue to grow wealth, to build on their fortunes by not having to or taking advantage of all the loopholes, all the breaks. Now, always do that. That's the issue. They pay people. They've got big staffs of people to help them find every possible loophole they can. That's what they do. There's nothing wrong with that. Do you know anybody that pays more taxes than they have to? Yeah, I know it sounds all good and theory that, well, I want to pay my fair share. Well, of course you want to pay your fair share, but you don't want to pay anything more than what you have to. Think about that concept. That's what we're based on. The issue right here, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and financial markets. When we come back, real estate mogul, here's why you should buy real estate today. This is what he had to say. My words, his. we'll chat about it. Student loans. We're going to talk to Robert Mott this morning. We've got a lot going on. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. If you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, 564. Get on that home search. Find your dream home or someone else does. So every once in a while, I see an article come across my desk from a mogul in an industry. In real estate, sometimes it has a good to share that information. So real estate mogul Sean Conlon, host of The Deed in Chicago on CNBC, was recently asked the question, should you buy or should you rent a house? Conlon responded, quote, "A true believer that you save every penny and you buy your first house, and that is still the fastest path to wealth in this country," unquote. Conlon went on to suggest that first-time buyers put down 10 to 20%, if they can make it work. You know, you only need to put down 3, 3.5, 0 if you're a veteran, and to remain in your home at least 4 to 5 years to see a return on their investment. So who is this Sean Conlon, and why should you listen to his advice? Within a few years of working in the real industry, Conlon had established himself as one of the leading agents in the United States and has founded $3 billion brokerages dealing in residential, commercial, and investment sales. Since he came to America from the United Kingdom in 1990, he is very strong in the American dream and the role homeownership plays in achieving it. Conlon is quoted on his website saying, "I treat people the way I would like to be treated. If I went in to buy a house and I work harder than you do that in America, you will always succeed." Bottom line, homeownership is an investment you can leverage against in the future that not only provides shelter and safety, but also helps you build your family wealth. If you are debating whether or not to purchase a home this year, let's chat about it. That's the real-time real estate seminar again brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Rondale Radio, Tech Nest, NEST, the 79564. Find your dream home for someone else. Red wine means that today is not Wednesday, but it's Thursday. A chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am much better than I was yesterday, even though I love being out there in the Coachella Valley, but the signal challenges were a little fun yesterday. So we're back live calling it Wine Wednesday on Thursday. We can carry over wine, can't we?
I'm sorry, what was that again, Ron? Sorry, I got lost you for a second. I apologize.
I was saying that even though it's not Wine Wednesday, we can carry over and talk about wine any day.
Absolutely. I mean, every day is a good day to talk wine, that's for sure. No issues there at all.
A few people actually thought, I got a few messages yesterday, some people thinking that I was carrying over from my days up in Paso the last few days ago. Maybe I had too much wine while I was there. One of the questions that did come up in Paso was not on our notes for this week. Was French and American barrels. I saw later they said that I think they said that it's in French oak for 80% French oak. I didn't understand what the hell that meant. I didn't want to look too stupid up there after I had a drink. So I was glad that you put it on here. What the hell about French oak and American oak, 80%, 50%? Can you help?
Yeah. So it's a common thing that that winemakers do is actually when in the barrel programs that they have, many times they'll mix and match the different kinds of oak because they each have different characteristics. So it's pretty common that you'll see this happen, especially in places that they're trying to add some extra character or maybe some interesting depth to the wine. But the different kinds of woods impart different kinds of aromas and flavors in wine. So French and American are obviously the most popular ones used. And broadly speaking, French barrels are known for imparting more subtle, spicy notes, while American barrels are stronger, giving more vanilla and cream soda accents. So if a winemaker wants to have more than one type of barrels influence in wine, they can use multiple types of barrels. Say, split a production, putting a percentage of wine in one type, and the remainder in a different type. There are also hybrid barrels that are made up of more than one type of wood. So you'll see sometimes the top or the barrel head is made of one kind of wood, and the sides are a different kind. But I've also seen types of barrels as well where they've actually alternated the stays between French and American oak to give it those different kinds of flavors. So, you know, typically American oak comes through with you know, a lot of coconut. Sometimes people say coconut influence. But, you know, again, these barrels can be heavily influenced by the way the barrels are actually prepared. So how the barrels are toasted, what kind of, you know, how they're, you know, they're fired and cured before they're actually used in the winemaking process. But it's a common trick that winemakers use to get the result they're looking for. And a couple of notable examples of using wood as a kind of a forward character, almost a fingerprint of your winemaking style, is, for instance, our friends in Napa Valley and also Sonoma, the Silver Oak Winery. Silver Oak generally uses 100% American oak. As such, they get a very unique character of their wines. It's one that is carried through the years. Some people love it tremendously, and other people don't, of course, because it's just a flavor thing. But it's one of those things that shows through in the character of the wine, and actually, like I say, it's the fingerprint of the wine, of the winemaker, the house style. Well, other high-end Cabernet producers, for instance, in Napa Valley, would be perhaps more leaning toward using French oak, which has much tighter grain generally, much more subtle flavors, and it generally doesn't produce as maybe as strong a character of wood on the wine as perhaps the American oak does. And of course, the other thing we've talked about as well in the past, Ron, is that a lot of times they'll use a combination of new barrels, those that's the first season they've been used, and what they call seasoned barrels, or what I would call a used barrel, one that's been through a season of winemaking. And so the seasoned barrels, the ones that have been through a season or two of winemaking, don't impart or produce as much wood character on the wines themselves. So it's just one of those things in the toolkit of a winemaker that allows them to produce much more elegant or perhaps complex end result wine. So anyway, something to look for you find your tech sheet on your wine that you love, and then most of the time they will say what the proportion of French or American oak is versus, and also their proportion of new oak versus seasoned oak. So something to look for if you're a real wine geek as well.
Is there any kind of a regulation on that? Because one of the wines that we found that maybe said they use new oak, and they call those new fresh oak barrels. They'll use them two or three times, and then they put them out to pasture. So how could they use it the third time and call it new?
Yeah, it's really not new at that point. If you use it a third time, it's absolutely not new. However, the best of my knowledge, and again, you know, I try to keep up with this, but I'm not always 100% correct, like most people, of course. But best of my knowledge, that the saying it's new oak or whatever on the label is not something necessarily regulated by our friends at the Taxation Trade Board as part of the alcohol, tobacco, firearms people, the people that actually approve the wine labels. I don't believe that's one that they really pay attention to. I think it's more of goes in that category of marketing terms or sales terms that they don't look for any kind of deceptive packaging on. So it's it doesn't really speak to what's in the bottle. It always speaks to the perceived quality of the wine. So, you know, I would hesitate if I were a producer to put new barrel or regime or new barrel on the label anywhere, unless it was all new barrels. But if it's been used two or three two seasons, it's not new anymore. That's for sure.
So here's another question for you: one of the big wineries, the biggest out in the Paso Robles area, they were chatting about. I think their white wine comes in they do that in. So is that because it's mass produced? Does the production quantities have something to do with that, or is it the value out of it, or has it got to do with the flavor characteristics?
Yeah, generally people use stainless steel for kind of all of the above, all those reasons. You know, obviously stainless steel will last many seasons. It's by definition, it's one of those things that has a very long lifetime. It sometimes is used in very high production wines because that, again, from a cost standpoint, you tool up a stainless steel tank and it lasts for a very long time. So your capital cost over the course of the life of many seasons of winemaking becomes much less than buying new barrels every year. Other winemakers, though, will use that as a a flavor note, or I will say a lack of flavor note. Some people, well, I say lack of flavor. I don't mean that in a very pejorative way. I mean lack of flavor note in terms of perhaps, you know, a lot of times you'll see these days, you'll see un-oaked Chardonnay. Well, yeah, you don't actually, it's not like unleaded gas or anything. Well, actually, it is like unleaded gas. It's not like you put the lead in and take it out. It's not like you put the oak in and take it out. Obviously, you just never put the oak in. So what stainless steel does for you, it produces a much cleaner, some people would say, a much cleaner characteristic of the wine. It maybe shows the varietal characteristic better because it's not being masked by the flavor of the wood or the oak. And many people are getting to the point where they actually prefer the unoaked or the stainless steel prepared Chardonnays over those that have perhaps a lot of a very strong oak regime. Other people, you know, like we talked about before, for the mass production side, they'll still produce something with a little oak on it in stainless steel, but what they'll do is they'll put either oak chips in the barrel, in the tank, or they'll put oak stays, like barrel stays, into the tank as well to give it a bit of oak flavor without having the large expense of buying oak barrels and doing barrel fermentation. So there's lots of variables on the use of stainless steel in the business, and so but the primary one I think is really that difference between you know the flavor profile of oaked wines versus unoaked wines. So that's my take on it anyway.
Great information. Always throwing a free plug out there, Robert. I spent some time. Was it Tuesday evening? Over at the Wine Emporium, and boy, it's wonderful to see a new business doing so well there. And it's going to go to music every night, so it's great to see them doing well. If you get the chance there, if you're out there for Stagecoaches this weekend, go visit our friend over at the Wine Emporium. They've got a great selection of wines. I know they're friends of yours as well, Robert, so I throw that out there. Give them a great plug on all the social media channels and Zillow and Yelp and all that good stuff as well. So I know that you'll share that. Great.
No, absolutely. Great people there at the Wine Emporium.
Absolutely. Appreciate you checking in, Robert, and carrying over an extra day for us because of our technical difficulties. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, ways student loans can limit your life choices. There is a big change in the student loan qualifications for real estate now, as well. Top tips for keeping senior care costs low. You can reach us anytime. Our offer number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonCRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonCRadio, on Twitter, @RonSiegel. And if you've been any part of our broadcast, RonSiegel1 on YouTube, RonSiegel1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will deliver it every day on Siegel Radio, every time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. in the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has a solution. It's 5 ways student loans can limit your life choice. When you're in school trying to earn a college degree, taking out student loans may feel like a no-brainer. They make it so simple. You need an education, and loans are a logical way to help pay for it. But then those first payments come due and reality hits. It's going to take years, perhaps decades, and some people say even a lifetime to get those student loans paid. Don't let student loan debt limit your life choices. If you're not careful, it could get worse. In addition to what seems like never-ending payments, here are a few ways student loan debt can come back to haunt you for years to come. Number one. You might be stuck in your parents. You might be stuck in your parents' house. So in California, we don't have a lot of basements, but we'll see. Want to move out of your parents' home or out of that crowded apartment or house you share with roommates? Student loan debt may make it much harder to get a place of your own. While student loans that are paid on time can help you build good credit, that main debt can contribute to a higher debt-to-income ratio, which mortgage lenders evaluate when qualifying applicants for mortgages. The debt ratio compares your monthly loan payments to your monthly income. Add a new mortgage payment to student loan payments and your debt-to-income ratio may be too high, pushing home ownership out of reach. A 2016 Federal Reserve study found that a 10% increase in student loan debt causes a 1 to 2 percentage point drop in the home ownership rate for student loan borrowers during the first 5 years after exiting school. Those who wind up in lower-paying jobs after school or who are in areas of the country with high housing prices may struggle for decades to save enough money to buy a house. Number two, bye-bye tax refund. If you fall behind on your student loan payments and end up in default on a federally guaranteed student loan, your tax refund may be intercepted and used to pay off outstanding student loan debt. The federal government has greater collection powers than your average debt collector. That means the refund you were counting on to pay bills or catch up on your loan payments might not get to you. Better keep your day job. Close to 2/3 of millennials have considered starting a business, according to several surveys, yet 42% said they don't have the financial means to do so. Starting a business means taking risks. It's hard to do that when you have serious financial obligations hanging over your head. Student loan debt isn't the only factor contributing to fewer startups among young people, but it certainly may be one reason why millennials are on track to become the least entrepreneurial generation in history. If you have student loan debt or struggling to pay it off, there are some ways to earn extra cash. Be creative. Figure it out. Heck, now in our society, Uber, Lyft, what are they? There's a couple of the food ones, DoorDash, something like that. And another one, no SBA loan for you. Want to grow a small business by getting an SBA loan? These loans are one of the most attractive small business financing options out there with favorable repayment terms and interest rates. But student loans could keep you out of the running for one of two ways. First, SBA 7A loans for $350,000 or less are pre-screened using a FICO FESS credit score. The score takes into account the personal credit of the owner along with business credit. Student loan debt doesn't mean your credit scores will be lower, but if you have a large number of loans or if you have missed payments, your scores could suffer. In addition, business owners who are in default on any federally guaranteed debt or who caused the government to take a loss on a debt are not eligible for an SBA loan. And what about retirement? It's just young Americans who are haunted by student loan debt? Not hardly. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says while there are more young borrowers than older ones, those over the age of 60 make up the fastest growing segment of student loan borrowers, and that number of borrowers has quadrupled over the last decade. Think about that. Yikes, that's painful when you start seeing that people can't retire because of these issues. Worse, some are jeopardizing the precious retirement income to repay these debts in 2015. Government collected about $171 million in defaulted student loan debts by taking part of older American Social Security. Yeah, I think we got our friends over. One of our friends are back here on that one, taking their Social Security. Yeah. Like I said, they're back and they're loud right now, too. So find a way to get out of that student loan debt. There are some changes coming out or that have already come out from Fannie Mae. I'll chat about those when we come back. We've got some scams, new scams to tell you about. We'll talk about that when we come back. You can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 806-1990, Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube, or ronsiegelradio.com in the archives. Stay tuned, we will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio, anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In Word on Wealth segment today, being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. You have 62 years of age under your belt. You have equity in your property. Reverse mortgage might be the right solution for you. Never know if it's the right solution or not until you try it. That's the one big thing there. You just never know. But don't understand the product until you check that there are changes that are going into effect in a couple of months. There are changes that went into effect earlier this year, and it's not the same loan that you might have seen from your parents or grandparents. It these products change all the time. So you really have to be looking at what they're doing and understand them. Don't get your information from your neighbor next door. That's probably not, even though they might, I'm sure they're well-meaning, probably not going to get you the most up-to-date information. I know 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that, we did a reverse mortgage for my mom. The program that we did for her is nowhere near the program that's available today. So you have to stay on top of it. Ask about reverse mortgages. Does have that information to share with you, get you to where you want to be. And let's talk, being the chatting seniors in our segment, how about some tips for keeping senior care costs low? One tip that you may want to be consider is long-term care insurance. I know it's not one of the sexiest items out there, but long-term care insurance does provide coverage for nursing home care, home health care, and services that meet the needs of elderly individuals. While long-term care insurance isn't cheap, purchasing it may be worth it if your older family member or friend can't qualify for Medicare, doesn't have enough savings. There are also some insurance policies that have that as a rider. You need to talk to our friend Al Memphrey. He's got some great information on that as well, on sources and resources for people for that home care services for long-term care benefits. Make your house home care ready. Installing a walk-in shower or stair lift when you're healthy may seem crazy, but making your home more accessible may pay off, especially if it eliminates the need for you to move to a special facility when you get older. Some states and nonprofits offer loans and grants to help low-income elderly individuals make modifications to their homes. So that's something to consider if you need covering the cost of your patients. Look at government programs. The federal government offers some programs that make senior expenses less expensive. For example, a loved one's going to apply for traditional Medicare. If they need help covering additional costs, they can consider enrolling in Medicare Advantage or Medigap plans. Depending on your loved one's situation, they may be eligible for Medicaid. They'll have to meet certain financial qualifications, but if they qualify, Medicaid coverage can lower their cost of health care. Compare care options. It's not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. That's one of the issues that many people think, and it is a misconception that it's one-size-fits-all, that no matter what you do, you're going to have the same things. I remember years ago, my father-in-law used to do a lot of homework on this, and he would be the one that was giving everybody guidance on what plans they should use. But they all didn't have the same health issues he had. So and remember, on some of these plans, George Varela was in here recently talking about this. There are times when it's better for you to use a different program. Maybe you know that, you know, and we're not in that time period right now where you make these changes. But when you get into the plans where you're looking at changes, if you have some sort of a surgery that you can hold off on, you might want to change your gap covers there. Talk to a professional about it. A lot of people aren't going to tell you, but they are options that are out there, and we want to make sure that you're aware of them as you're listening to Ron Segalio. Take as many tax breaks as possible. I know that doesn't sound like a very patriotic thing, but I'm going to say take the tax break that you're entitled to. If you choose to take care of an aging parent or relative on your own, you'll need to make sure you're financially prepared to assume that responsibility. Fortunately, there are tax breaks for individuals who serve as caregivers. For example, you may qualify for the Child Independent Care Credit. Final word is, caring for an older family member can place a big strain on your budget. That's why it's important to make the most of any resources and programs that can lower the cost of senior care. If you're concerned about your ability to cover your health care costs in the future, you'll need to make saving for retirement a priority, and it doesn't hurt to make an effort to stay healthy to reduce the chances of contracting a serious illness or disease. If you don't have a great financial planner that's helping you and your family, well, let's chat about that as well. We'll put you in touch with somebody. I don't do it. I used to be involved in that world. I'm not any longer. But the issue here is planning in advance and understanding. There's a lot of great financial planners out there. There are some that aren't so great. But one of the things that I really want you to understand is the issue that when we're looking at financial planning, we look at our retirement, we look at our kids, we look at our kids' education. Maybe there's weddings that we want to plan for, and for that next generation after that, grandkids. But are we thinking about the sandwich generation? Do you still have parents that you're blessed to have on this planet with us? How many? One, two, four, eight? That's a big question. It's not something that we've talked about in many times in the past, as to how many parents in this divorcing society you're dealing with, four or eight parents, that you may want to be doing some help with in their retirement. You don't want to put them out on the street. You're not going to have that happen in your family. So think about that in your retirement plan. Is there enough for them as well that we need to do to help? Just a thought. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by reversemortgages.com. So we are looking at some of the issues. I saw a couple of scams recently. I wanted to make sure that I got those to you. The UPS and FedEx scam is the first one we will chat about. This is fascinating how they do this one. So here's the way this scam works. I don't want you to get any ideas to try it. I want everyone to know, don't get fooled by it. So a crook gets a hold of your credit card or credit card number. They go on one of the online sites to place an order that actually does come to your house. They send to your house by UPS or FedEx or however the service delivers to you. The one that I was looking at, I think it was Best Buy is where the purchase came from. So Best Buy shipped it to the unsuspecting individual. And about 2 days later, you know, they look at the package. They have no clue where it came from. They start doing some diligence and trying to figure it out. A couple days later, they get a call tag from FedEx saying, we shipped this package to you inadvertently. We're trying to pick it up from you. And it goes back to an address that is not the initial store. So you think that it's just an error, it's taken care of, but all of a sudden you get a bill on your credit card for that. You say, I sent it back. Well, you can send it back to us. There is the scam, the UPS FedEx scam. You might be able to check your credit card so that they have a service on there that sends you notification whenever you have a bill that's over a certain size, if you can do that. Be aware also, Lowe's is not giving everybody on Facebook a $50 gift card. Another one of the scams, avoid clicking a Lowe's coupon, and they're giving everybody a $50 gift card. Basically, customers on Facebook have been asking Lowe's whether or not the coupon is valid, and Lowe's has confirmed this coupon is definitely a scam. It is spam. You might even be able to put some cookies on your computer. So be careful of that. A good way to know if a coupon or offer is legit, go to the company's Facebook page, the official page, and see if the offer is posted there. If it's not posted, look on the company's website, see if there are any details there. If the coupon is not on either one of those, it's probably not legitimate. You might even want to contact the company. But if you ever click on one of these fake offers, you could be putting your data and security at risk, so don't do it. But what we do want you to do is set that first radio reset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all our sponsors. A very big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron's Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, a lot of people, a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.